Welcome to the Northeast Notables Podcast, the best way to travel, discover new music, and hear exclusive interviews from the best small musicians in the Northeast. I'm your host, Jill Plant. Today we're going to be like hopping some state lines. We're going to be talking to the band Kids That Fly. They're an alternative band from Connecticut. They all went to University of Connecticut, or UConn, but now they're based in the New York City area. So I also wanted to take this opportunity to talk about some of my friends who go to UConn. So first, Michael Baz. Michael Baz is one of my best friends in the whole world, and we've been friends since freshman year of high school. We played trombone and band together, and he plays guitar. He's like a guitar god. He's like the best guitarist like I know and will probably ever know. He's amazing. I'm going to insert a little clip of him playing guitar like right here. Next, I have my friend Tori. She's also going to UConn right now. We scoop ice cream together at the ice cream shop, and she's always just been really cool. She's always been really, really fun to go to shows with here in Connecticut. And then lastly, my sister goes to UConn. She's really, really into concert photography. She does a lot of that, and she's also part of the radio station at UConn. She's like the general manager or whatever they call the person that's in charge there. And now I'm part of the radio station at Oswego, so that's pretty cool. So let's get into the music. So I'm about to play Kids That Fly's song, Kisser You Fool, and this song has over a million streams on Spotify, and you'll hear why, because this song is absolute fire.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nick. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
I'm Braden. I'm the bassist, and sometimes I sing Oohs and Ahs.
I'm Blake. I'm the lead guitarist.
Nice.
And we're looking for a new drummer right now. We have one in mind. We're jamming with him later today. This will be the kind of final little audition process here. So I'm feeling confident. I think this is our guy.
Nice. But are you guys in New York now?
I'm still in Connecticut. I have a semester left at college. So we're up at UConn. Braden is from Orange County, New York, which is, what is it?
It's like an hour north of the city. Generally, like, when we say like we're based out of New York, we played shows, a couple of shows in New York and Connecticut. So the greater New York.
Yeah, the greater area. New York. That's the, yeah.
So you guys said you guys met at UConn?
Yeah. We all actually, Braden and I were in the same fraternity. Yes, we're douchebags. Sorry. And then Blake, you guys met through the music program, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Blake and I actually, we're a year older than Nick, and we met at the School of Fine Arts. We both studied music. UConn, we met freshman year and we became friends there.
And fun fact, I was actually in a band with each of them separately before we linked up and made a different band together. So
nice.
We music is kind of bringing us together, which is the cool part.
Do you have any like good memories from UConn? Any like memorable things?
Yeah, I mean, we I think probably top memories are all like gigs and stuff, shows here. It's always been super cool how they kind of come together. Best gig ever, I'd say by far, was Huskython. That was absolutely electric. There's like 3,000 people in the field house. Everyone was there. It's a big fundraiser for the Connecticut Children's Medical Center. So it's a great cause. And everybody, it's basically 18-hour dance marathon. So everyone's there to have a good time, like, you know, go nuts. And we got to play songs, and played some original stuff, couple covers. You know, we had a horn section for the second time we did it.
Yeah.
So it was super cool. But I'd say the most fun, interesting gig that kind of came together was, it was actually a year ago today or in a couple days, we put a show together. We played it at one of the houses that a couple of our friends live at. And it was super last minute. We just kind of threw it together and we had a bunch of people, you know, hanging out, moshing in the basement. We got to play songs.
We got to play with, so it was Kids That Fly, our band. And my twin brother, he has a band called Homemade, and we played a basement show with him. And then another rapper artist from UConn, we played with JR Specs. We put together, like, literally within a day, a house show. And it was like this week last year. So we're like, oh, you know, what's happening with COVID? Are we going to be sent home? We don't know. So we said, why not, you know, go out with a bang? I mean, hopefully, thankfully, no one got COVID from that.
Yeah, we don't think it was a super spreader event, but it was all last. It was supposed to be at a different house, so it was a logistical nightmare. But it came together in the end. It was a great time. It was a nice finale to the semester, kind of. So,
what was the inspiration behind the band name?
I love anything that flies. I'm a total geek for that kind of stuff. I'm taking an elective right now. That it's basically setting me up to get my private pilot's license, which is, I haven't got any flight hours or anything yet, but I'm so excited to actually be able to, it only teaches you how to fly like single engine planes, but I'm unbelievably excited. But my band back in high school was called Flight Crew. And I think the way we came up with the name is I was at, might've been lacrosse practice. And one of my friends came up to me, is like, we were bouncing around, like changing the name of the band every now and then. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, oh, you guys should call yourselves the Pilots. I was like, why is that? And he's like, because you're fly. And I was like, yo, this guy's onto something. So I thought that was awesome. So then we went with Flight Crew, and we figured we'd carry on the flight theme to Kids That Fly. So, and it abbreviates nicely to KTF too. So
I like it on the merch too. I've seen your guys' merch. It looks really nice on merch.
Thank you.
You got a very youthful energy to it, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys like cartoons a lot? Because a lot of your like album art is like cartoon vibey, like comic book. And then like the music video for Dreams was all like cartoon references.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, cartoons, I mean, who doesn't love cartoons, you know? the thing I was really going for with the Dreams music video was kind of just like the nostalgic feel of all the older cartoons. Like, I remember when I was putting it together, I texted everyone in the band. I was like, you know, guys, like send me a list of like your favorite old cartoons that you watched back in the day. So we got like Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, you know, like Looney Tunes stuff. And I basically just looked up, you know, like compilations of clips on YouTube, illegally downloaded them and stitched them together. And then we slapped the lyrics on top. But yeah, I was kind of just going for it. Just the kind of nostalgia, just because it brings back you know, cartoons in general and just things from your childhood, I feel like just bring up, you know, positive memories, positive energy from the past, and, you know, trying to just bring that back, really sticking also, with the youthful theme.
It also kind of like weirdly enough, like fit with Dreams, like the song itself, like kind of like that mysterious, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Just, and Nick edited the whole thing and he put it together and yeah. So it just, yeah. It just kind of flowed nicely.
Yeah. And I love the one, how it was like Daphne in the chorus. When I was putting together, I was thinking kind of like that, like femme fatale, like, you know, beautiful girl image kind of, I thought it matched the theme nicely. When I was stringing it together, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is my first time really like messing around in Adobe Premiere. So I was like, this is so much fun.
And then the album art, do you guys do that yourselves as well? Or do you guys have somebody else do it?
Yeah, we had, one of Braden's friends.
So Sammy. One of my longtime friends here at UConn, Sammy, she's very talented in graphic design, and we came to her with the idea. And cause it was kind of piggybacking off of the Lovesick EP, kind of like the old Coke bottle, 50s almost style, and we said, you know, this is what we want. And we first came to her with the Kiss You Fool album art, and it was originally a girl slapping Nick in the face, and then someone said, why don't we change it to me slapping Nick in the face? And
I think Sammy took the, you know, the Batman meme where it's Batman slapping Robin, so we took that, and she kind of like sketched that for me, so I'm Robin, and then she redid Braden.
And then the whole speech bubble, Kiss You Fool on there. So Sammy does it all, and she knows what our vision is like, and is really diligent with it.
And
all.
She was super great. I would pull up to her dorm and be like, hey, like I have this idea and all that. And she would like sit through me going off and blasting off ideas and would throw it all down. But she's super talented. She did the art for Kiss You Fool, the Sunday in London art, the whole EP. And then also the Christmas song art that we had too. That was actually, I kind of did the general sketch and I gave it to her, and then she just made it look awesome. She put all these details on it and stuff. And so, yeah, but she's super talented. Very, very good at what she does.
Yeah. So was the song Kiss Are You Fool like based off of any real life situation?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it was a lot of a couple of, you know, romantic experiences I've had, and I kind of drew some inspiration from, you know, just, you know, relationships that we've been through and stuff. And, you know, the whole kind of idea is just kind of overcoming your fears and, you know, not being afraid to, you know, be vulnerable and genuine in a situation like that. So I did have one girl in mind. I won't ever tell her that it's her, but but it is based on real experience. And it's super interesting. I never thought that would be the one to take off. I always assumed that Dreams would be. The hit, because that's my personal favorite song on the EP. I thought it was just the most genuine, best written and stuff, but Kiss You Fool, I guess, kind of, I think it just connects with people, because a lot of people have that kind of, you know romantic relationships and stuff, they're scary, you know, you have to kind of, you got to open yourself up and stuff, and, you know, be vulnerable and be confident at the same time, and it's complicated. But, you know, I think we got a couple, which really touched my heart. We had a couple people DM us and be like, one girl was like, hey, I sent this song to my friend and it helped him overcome his fears and like talk to this girl he liked and stuff. So I was, and just to something that we wrote and created actually led to something, you know, some legitimate, you know, romantic, it just, the fact that happened, it was crazy. I remember hearing about it. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like we're doing something here. You know,
we had, I think it was like in the middle of the pandemic or something, maybe May or June, a girl messaged DM the Kiss FY account. She's like, hey, like, I just want to let you know, my girlfriend is all the way on the West Coast and I'm over here on the East Coast, and we've connected over the song Kiss You Fool. And like, we send each other, you know, your music, and that kind of like, it took us back. We're like, oh my God, like, we didn't know we could have this effect on people. It's like really humbling.
Has like the success of that song opened any doors for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's really, it's interesting to see how kind of, a lot of it is just the Spotify algorithm kind of picking it up and stuff and shipping it off. So it's brought a lot of people, you know, to our social media and stuff, finding us. Like we get a lot of DMs like, hey, just discovered you on my New Music Fridays playlist. Like, so glad you guys, you know, you wrote the song. You know, we love the music. We're going to keep listening. And it's helped us connect with kind of people all over the place. We have people from like Canada. We've gotten DMs from like people from France and stuff like that. Like things we'd never even thought would happen. So when we finally do our European tour, we'll be hitting them up, DMing them, be like, you gotta come to the show, like, come by. So once everything gets back to normal, of course.
And then do you guys have like a favorite a favorite place to play in Connecticut?
The UConn Fieldhouse for Huskython is still top gig ever. But yeah, I was
gonna say like UConn house basements.
Yeah, Mansfield basements. That's it.
I was referring to a Mansfield basement.
There, it's a different energy. It's actually ridiculous the way parties come about here. It's absurd, but yeah. I'd say really the best gigs or best venues are like the more intimate ones, like smaller places. You know, when you get to big, you know, larger venues, unless you can fill it with a crazy amount of people, it's not the same as being like right up next to the crowd and interacting with them and stuff like that. So final answer, Mansfield, Connecticut basement.
What are like each of yours like favorite song to play?
Mine's Dreams. For sure. Yeah, love that.
Because Blake's hands contort in
ungodly ways. I don't know how he does what he does, but
Dreams is probably
probably of the originals. That's a
fun. I was gonna say originals, probably Dreams.
I'm trying to think of fun covers we've done.
The most exciting song I think we've ever played was Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
And that, the guitar riff is nuts. Blake does it, so except for that one time. Yeah, when we were doing it, Blake totally botched it. It was so funny. It
sounded like I was doing some like crazy jazz chord.
But that was we played it one time at Huskython, but we were on a time limit, so we had to cut it off like middle of the song and then get off the stage the next thing again. Yeah.
Like really anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly. We also did Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
That was with the horns.
Yeah, that was awesome. Just so much energy. So that was up there too.
Yeah, the horns add a whole different, you know, aspect to the live performance, and it's super cool. We had Austin, his Braden's brother. You know, he pulled a couple kids from the education program here who do. You know, they all play like we had two trumpet players, trombone, saxophone, and. And they were super talented. They came by, like they knew the song. They like, you know, composed all the songs beforehand, pulled up, and it was great. Great to have them. But I would say, probably Dreams original. And I think Mr. Brightside can't be beat. It's just such a, like, I've never met a person who doesn't like that song. Except some people say it's overplayed. But I don't think it's possible to overplay that song.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't listened to it in a while. So I gotta like, you know, once I listen to it, it'll be like.
Yeah, just I missed him right. Yeah, that whole album Hot Fuss is great. Killers are awesome.
Yeah, I like almost got into a car crash listening to one of their songs though, so I was like,
really,
for a while I was like, I cannot listen to the Killers.
Oh my god,
bad luck.
Which song was it? I'll unlike it on Spotify.
It's the song Show You How off of the
Sawdust.
Yeah, off the Sawdust. Yeah.
Show you how. All right, it comes up in the queue. It's not getting the full list. It's gone. It's cursed.
So, how can people support you guys throughout the lockdown?
I'll say just stream the music. Yeah, listen, share it with your friends. You know, buy a T-shirt on our website if you want, if you're willing to. I mean, that's financially, so we can put more money into new gear and stuff like that, and better album art and stuff like that. But I would just say spread the music, spread the love.
And then where can people find you on social media?
Instagram, Kids at Fly. Yeah, we have a Facebook. Do we have a Twitter yet?
Yeah, we do, but I don't think we're very active.
And then we post it.
It's pretty much at Kids at Fly across the board.
We have a TikTok.
We do have TikTok, a TikTok too. We got TikTok.
Kids at Fly.
It's too hard to keep up with all of it, though. We can't post on everything. Yeah, I think that's the best way. And Spotify. You can also follow Spotify.
The main one, for sure.
Yeah, I think most of our stuff is on Instagram. We do that there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then your music's on like Spotify, SoundCloud, all those.
I'm pretty sure Deezer, Tidal.
Tidal, yeah.
The distributor he goes through, I think he puts it on pretty much everything, YouTube and stuff like that. So, yeah. Follow us, like and subscribe for more content. Like, leave a comment so the algorithm boosts it up, you know?
Looking between the lines, expecting something new, but it's all been seen. I was on a winning streak, but now an uneventful week is driving me insane.
Alrighty, guys, thank you for listening to the fourth episode of the Northeast Novels podcast. Next week, we're going to be having Mandala on. They were supposed to be on this week, but there was a few scheduling conflicts. That's all right. We're going to hear from them. But I am going to do a little bit of an announcement. So I've been in contact with the management of the band Dr. Dog, and it is looking like we might have an interview set up for this show. So that would be really huge. That would be really, really huge. Also, which is more likely, which is most likely, is we have the band Twiddle. Twiddle from Vermont. Okay, now, fun fact about my relationship with Twiddle. About like 3 years ago, me and this jazz band I used to play in Fairfield, Connecticut, we actually opened for one of their shows. And I got a cool collectible pin from them. And I was like, hey guys, I still have the pin. Like, I'm doing this podcast now. I would love to have you guys on. Will you do it? And they were like, sure, hit us up. And I was like, all right. So we're going to be hearing from them hopefully soon. Other than that, I'm going to keep finding bands. I kind of want to do some women's history. Maybe like find some more female bands. So if you are listening to this and you know any female bands that want to be interviewed or want to have new people listen to them, send them my way. My Instagram is at notjillplant. It's literally like, instead of official Jill Plant, it's just like not Jill Plant. If anybody wants to hear that story, let me know. But other than that, yeah, have a good day, have a good week. Thank you so much. I'm Jill Plant, and have a great week. I really don't have an outro. I'm just